由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Let us welcome you to this very last broadcast on the series of messages entitled The Awesomeness of the Grace of God.
让我们欢迎你收听今天奇异神恩这个天路导向的信息系列的最后一讲。
I told you in the last message,
在上一次的天路导向里面呢，
that there are three reasons as to why the throne of judgment has become the throne of grace to those who love Jesus.
我们讲过审判台啊，变为施恩座呢，有三个的原因的。
And I told you about the first one.
而我亦都同你分享了第一个原因啦。
Namely?
咁第一个原因是乜嘢呢？
That God the Father is anxious to give gifts to His children who ask Him.
原来呢，就是天父上帝想要施恩给凡向祂求告的人。
The second reason as to why the throne of judgment has been turned into the throne of grace for those who love Jesus is this.
而审判台变为施恩座的第二个原因就是
The Holy Spirit is our advocate.
圣灵啊，系我哋嘅辩护人。
The Holy Spirit is our comforter.
圣灵系我哋嘅安慰者。
The Holy Spirit is our counselor.
圣灵系我哋嘅保卫师，系我哋嘅顾问策士。
And He is full of grace.
而上帝亦都系满有恩典嘅上帝。
Why has the throne of judgment became the throne of grace to those who love Jesus?
点解审判台要向住嗰啲爱耶稣嘅人变成施恩座呢？
Because our triune God is the God of all grace.
原来因为我哋所相信嘅三位一体嘅上帝系充满恩典嘅上帝。
Because each member of the Godhead has a part in hearing and answering our prayers.
并且呢，我们知道三位一体的上帝每一个位格都是垂听着我们的祷告。
Because Jesus opened the door for us to receive the abundance of God's awesome grace.
亦都是因为耶稣基督为我们开了这一扇通向上帝丰盛恩典的门。
Now my listening friends,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，
This is very important.
我想同你讲嘅嘢系好重要嘅。
I want to make sure that you understand this very clearly.
特别呢，我想你好确定你已经明白啦。
I want you to comprehend and absorb what it means to have and live with the awesomeness of the grace of God.
我想你了解，更加要吸收，究竟拥有上帝的奇异的恩典和活在上帝的奇异恩典里面究竟是意味着什么？
The grace of God is only possible
上帝的恩典只有在一个情况里面才会做到的。
When we come to his throne of grace through Jesus Christ
就是呢，你要借住耶稣基督去到上帝的施恩宝座面前，你就能够得着了。
In the Old Testament,
去翻圣经旧约里面
，The Ark of the Covenant,
约柜啊
，was the sole piece of furniture that was kept in the most holy place of the temple.
就是放在圣殿里面的至圣所入面的唯一一样嘢。
It was a box about 1 meter long,
大概是一米长的方形的盒
，and about 50 centimeters deep and high.
宽就是50厘米啦，高亦都大概50厘米。
Its lid was of pure gold.
佢嘅盒盖呢系纯金嘅。
It was used to hold the stone tablets of the law of Moses.
佢嘅盒系爱嚟放置摩西嘅律法嘅石板嘅。
On top of the lid,
喺嗰个嘅盒盖嘅顶部
were two golden figures of cherubim or angels who faced each other.
有两只彼此相对嘅基路伯就系天使，系相互相对住嘅。
Symbolically speaking, God was present between the cherubim.
我哋咧从意义上面，从象征意义上面嚟讲咧，上帝就系喺基路伯中间系显现。
As God looked down on us from between the outstretched wings of the cherubim,
当上帝从基路伯张开嘅翅膀里面喺上面望落嚟望住我哋嘅时候。
He sees the law that he has given to Moses.
他就睇见佢颁布俾摩西嘅律法。
This is the law that each one of us has broken.
呢一个律法就系我哋每一个人都曾经违背过嘅律法。
And that is why the lid of the ark functioned as the judgment seat of God.
呢一个就系点解约柜系象征住上帝嘅审判宝座。
But the lid was not called the judgment seat.
但系咧，我哋发现佢并冇被称为系审判嘅凳。
It was called the mercy seat.
而被称为施恩座。
Why?
点解佢会被称为施恩座而唔系审判嘅凳咧
？Because once a year on the Day of Atonement.
因为呢每一年在赎罪日里面
After the high priest had sacrificed an animal,
当大祭司杀了用来献祭的牲畜的时候
For the sins of the people of Israel,
他杀这一只牲畜是为了除去以色列百姓的罪向上帝去祈祷祈求上帝赦免以色列百姓的罪
The priest brought the blood of the slain animal,
大祭司就会将动物的血就带入去
，and sprinkled it in the most holy place，
跟住撒落至圣所嗰度
，and he sprinkled it specifically on the mercy seat，
特别咧系要撒喺嗰个嘅施恩座上面。
Why was he doing that？
究竟佢点解要咁样做呢
？And what happened the moment the blood was sprinkled？
咁当血撒喺施恩座上面嘅时候
，Please listen very carefully。
嗱喺度呢，请你好仔细咁样听。
At that very point when the blood was sprinkled，
当血撒喺施恩座上面嘅时候呢
，The ark was no longer a picture of judgment。
约柜就唔再系一个审判嘅表象
，But instead it became a picture。Of grace and mercy，
乃系要成为一幅恩典同埋怜悯嘅画面。
Only on that day the throne of judgment became the throne of grace。
只有喺嗰一日，审判台先至会真正咁样变成施恩座。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲呢
？Because the blood of an innocent sacrifice was slain for the sins of the people.
因为无辜嘅祭牲嘅血成为咗有罪嘅人嘅赎价。
Here is what the writer to the Hebrews is telling us.
嗱，我哋睇到咧希伯来书嘅作者要同我哋讲一样嘢。
That when God the Son shed His own blood.
就是当上帝的儿子为我们流出他自己的宝血的时候
The most innocent blood of all
这个的宝血是完全无辜的圣洁的血
Not only did he do away with the animal sacrifice rituals
他不单只是替代了那个无辜的祭牲的作用
But also when the great high priest shed his own blood
并且当这个大祭司为我们流出他自己的宝血的时候
the throne of judgment permanently became the throne of grace to those who love Jesus.
审判台对于嗰啲爱耶稣嘅人就永远变成施恩座啦。
Not just once a year.
唔单止系每年一次。
Not just for a certain period of time.
唔单止只系一段嘅时间。
Not just for a brief moment.
唔单止系只系短暂嘅一刻。
Not just for Israel.
唔单止系为以色列民族。
Not just temporary.
唔单止系暂时嘅。
But Jesus, unlike the other high priests, did not atone for his own sin.
但系耶稣咧系唔似其他嘅大祭司，因为佢唔需要为自己嘅罪献祭。
Why?
点解耶稣唔需要为自己嘅罪献祭啊？
Because he had no sin.
因为佢冇犯罪咯。
Jesus, unlike the other high priests, permanently transformed the throne of judgment into the throne of grace.
唔系好似其他大祭司一样，耶稣啊，系能够将个审判台一次性又系永远咁样变成施恩嘅座位。
For whom?
咁佢为边个而咁样做呢
？To all who put their trust in him.
原来就系为一切相信佢嘅人。
That is why the writer to the Hebrews is saying.
所以喺呢度点解希伯来书嘅作者咁讲
？To all of those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ.
对于嗰啲系愿意相信耶稣基督嘅人
，To draw near with confidence.
佢哋就有信心嚟到宝座面前。
What does that mean?
究竟我咁讲系点解呢
？It means that if you try to come to the throne of grace on your own merits，
我想话，原来如果你要凭住自己啊去到施恩座前面嘅话
，you cannot have confidence，
你就唔会有信心。
It means that if you try to come to the throne of grace based on how good you are。
即是说如果你想按照自己的行为来到施恩宝座面前的话
Then the throne of grace becomes a throne of terror and judgment for you.
施恩座就会变成审判台。
But if you come trusting only on what Jesus did for you,
但是如果我们今天呢是只是去凭着耶稣基督为你我成就的事。
If you come confidently only in Christ's shedding of his blood for you,
如果你是单单凭着耶稣基督为你所倾流所洒出的宝血
then you will find grace in times of need.
你就会获得随时的帮助。
Oh, my listening friends, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地听我讲。
I want to ask you a question.
在这里我想问你一条的问题。
Are you distraught and fearful?
你是不是心里面很忧虑、很恐惧呢?
There is grace for you at the throne of grace.
在施恩座面前有恩典为你预备。
Are you in need of wisdom and discernment?
你是不是很需要智慧和决策呢?
There is grace for you at the throne of grace.
施恩座前已经有恩典为你预备好了。
Are you discouraged and about to give up?
你是不是灰心失望好想放弃啊?
There is grace for you at the throne of grace.
施恩座前面已经有恩典为你预备了。
Are you weak and defeated?
你是不是很软弱觉得就快要失败呢?
There is victory for you at the throne of grace.
胜利已经在施恩座前为你预备了。
Are you going through trials that are too hard to describe?
你是不是正在经历着无法言喻的试探呢?
There is grace for you at the throne of grace.
施恩座前已经有恩典为你预备了。
Are you trying to fight temptation on your own strength and failing?
你是不是正在这里试着用自己的能力来同试探搏斗而快要失败呢？
There is power in the blood at the throne of grace.
在施恩座前已经有宝血的能力为你预备了。
James said,
雅各呢曾经这样讲，
You do not have because you do not ask.
你们得不到是因为你们不求。
And when you ask the wrong way.
但是如果你用错方法去求呢？
And for the wrong things.
或者你是祈求一些不对的事。
And with the wrong motives.
或者你有一些不良的动机。
And that is why you do not get.
你一定是拿不到的。
Let me illustrate this with a story.
我很想用一个故事来解释这个的道理。
An ancient legend tells of a monarch.
在古老的传说里面讲到有一个的君王。
Who hired some people to make some tapestry and garments for him.
他就雇用了一些人来为他做织锦和衣服。
Among them was a young boy who was specially skilled at weaving.
其中一个人呢，是年轻的男仔，他很擅长纺织的。
The king gave the silk and the patterns to the workers with the instructions.
国王呢，将那些丝线啦，同埋图案都俾晒啲工人。
That they should ask him for help immediately if any difficulty arose.
亦都俾埋织嘅方法佢哋，仲话俾佢哋听，如果有乜嘢问题就即刻问国王啦。
Now this particular boy made quite a steady progress.
跟住咧，这个男仔咧就好安静、好稳定咁样去织。
While the others were always distressed by their many failures.
但系其他人咧成日都好烦恼，因为佢哋成日都出错。
One day, all of the other tapestry makers gathered around the youngster and asked him a question.
有一日，所有的工人呢都聚集在一起，就问这个男仔了。
Why are you so happy and successful while we are always having trouble?
为什么你会成日都这么开心，成日都这么成功，但是呢，我们却有这么多麻烦呢？
We find that either our silk becomes tangled or our weaving varies from the pattern.
我们发现呢，一是啲线就打棘，一是呢，就织唔到啲图案出来。
There is always something going wrong with us.
硬是就是有啲问题啦。
But not the same with you.
但是对你来讲又唔一样㗎噃。
The lad thought for a minute and then he said,
于是个男仔就想了一阵，跟住就同佢讲话啦。
Don't you remember the words of the king?
你唔记得咗国王同你讲嘅嘢咩？
When he told us to go to him whenever we need help.
佢讲过只要有麻烦可以揾佢啊嘛。
They said to the boy.
于是咧，嗰群人就同个男仔讲啦。
Well, we finally asked for his assistance.
唉，我哋最终都有揾到佢。
But by then things had become so snarled that it took us days to unravel our mistakes.
但系啊，到嗰个时候我哋已经搞到和晒啦啲嘢，我哋又要用咗好多时间先至能够去挽回翻嗰啲错误。
But the boy said,
但系个男仔讲咗啲乜嘢呢
？Did you notice how often I called for him?
你知唔知我几耐揾佢一次啊
？They said yes.
佢哋话：子点会唔知啊
？But he was very busy, and we thought you were very arrogant to keep on disturbing him.
咁佢哋就话：唉，但系国王太忙啦，我觉得唉，成日烦到佢，好唔好意思嘅。
The boy said.
跟住个男仔就话啦
：Well, I just took him at his word, and he was always happy to help me.
咁佢讲咩？我咪做咩咯？我信佢噶嘛？咁但系我次次去，佢都好乐意去帮助我。
If one earthly king was happy to be taken at his word，
如果一个喺地上面嘅国王啊，都讲乜嘢就系乜嘢嘅话
，How much more is the king of the universe happy to be taken at his word？
咁样一个掌管全宇宙嘅主宰，佢会点呢
？I end this broadcast where I began。
我希望咧喺呢一个我开始嘅地方咧，用翻我节目一开始所讲嘅信息嚟做成个嘅分享嘅结束。
The reason we do not go to the throne of grace always and often and regularly，
我哋咧唔经常去到施恩宝座前面求告嘅原因系乜嘢呢
？Is because we do not comprehend the promised awesome power。
原来就是因为我们根本不了解上帝应许的这一种奇异的能力。
We do not understand the abundance of grace that can pour out of the throne of grace when we come to it.
我们不知道当我们去到这个的施恩的宝座前面，有几咁多的丰富的恩典为我们倾流而出。
Let us then approach the throne of grace to help us in our time of need.
让我们今天在有需要的时候真的去到施恩的宝座面前。
Let me invite you to join with us in the throne of grace.
让我邀请你和我们一起去到施恩的宝座前面。
Let me ask you to lift up your hearts to the Lord Jesus.
让我们的心是能够交给主耶稣。
If you feel that you need the grace of God, all you need to do is ask him.
当你觉得你有需要去领受上帝的恩典的时候，你只需要开口向他求。
And he will answer your prayer.
他一定会听你的祈祷。
Let me pray on your behalf and with you.
让我今天为你去祈祷，让我们一起去祈祷。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的天父。
You are an awesome God.
你是一个奇妙的上帝。
You are the God of the awesome grace.
你就是厚赐奇妙的恩典的上帝。
And you are willing to give it to us when we ask for it.
你啊，点解会愿意系施恩俾我哋嘅
？Forgive us for not asking you for your grace.
求你去饶恕我哋，唔向你求恩惠。
Forgive us for allowing our pride to dominate our lives.
饶恕我们，我们允许骄傲来掌管我们的生命。
Forgive us for allowing our intellect to dominate our lives.
饶恕我们，我们允许我们的智力来掌管我们的生命。
We have trusted in other things and other material possessions.
我们相信其他的物质的东西或者是我们的财富。
We have failed to trust in your promises.
我们没有信靠到你的应许。
Oh Lord, forgive us.
上主啊，求你宽恕我们。
And give us your grace in abundance.
求你将你的恩典赐下给我们。
That we may serve you faithfully.
让我们能够忠心地去侍奉你。
That we would not be ashamed on that last day.
好叫我们不在那个末后的日子，最后的日子里面被你审判。
But we could say with the Apostle Paul.
让我们好像保罗一样。
When that day arrives.
当那日来到的时候。
I have fought the good fight.
我已经打过了那场美好的仗。
And now I can receive the crown of glory.
而现在我亦都能够去拿到那个公义和光荣的冠冕。
And we ask all of this in Jesus' name.
我们在以上所有的祈祷都是奉 主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
阿们。加为旗号，先路道我情。我哋每一个人领受咗上帝嘅恩典之后，容许上帝嘅十字架成为我哋嘅旗号，引导我哋走向前方。喺度呢，愿上帝要赐福俾你，佢今日就要用施恩座去将恩典去倾流到去你嘅身上。如果你仍然未相信佢，未认识佢，希望你喺今日就把握时机去相信上帝，认识上帝。喺度呢，如果你想联络我哋嘅话，欢迎你写信嚟到香港九龙大友街1号10楼，或者电邮嚟到 liangyou@liangyou 良友嘅汉语拼音.net， 写信俾我万峰或者麦克牧师都可以噶。咁愿上帝大大赐福俾你。今日嘅奇异神恩呢一个10集嘅讲道系列已经到此结束，再见。